I'm Kevin Willis for WKU Public Radio. Today was the first day of the fall semester at Western Kentucky University, and like schools across the country, COVID-19 safety precautions and restrictions are in place, and WKU students have been given choices on attending classes in person or studying remotely. Just ahead of the beginning of the semester, WKU President Timothy Caboni spoke to us about the school's approach to conducting the elements of higher education amid a pandemic. We asked him if there was a threshold of confirmed coronavirus cases on campus that would trigger a decision to push all classes to remote only instead of in person.
There are a range of metrics that we're going to look at during the course of the semester, and we've already been watching them over the course of the summer. Some people want a light switch, where if we hit a number, you'd flip the switch and we'd move to remote instruction. The reality is this is going to be much more like a rheostat or a dimmer switch. And it's not just a single metric. So it's percent positive. It's number of cases. It's how much capacity do we have to quarantine. Those are a set of on-campus numbers that we have, our ability to contact trace, our ability to continue to do testing, access to PPE equipment. But we also have a range of metrics that we look at in the broader community in which our campuses are located. But for example, in Warren County, what's the positivity rate there? What's the moving average per 100,000 of new cases? What's the capacity of the hospital? What's their positivity rate? It's not as simple as saying if we move from a 50 to a 51, we're going to flip a switch. It won't work that way.
President Caboni said the school is working with the local health department on testing students for COVID-19 and any follow-up contact tracing.
We're collaborating with the Barron River Health Department, who actually monitors all of that for us and will do the contact tracing. A student who tests positive will be contacted by Barron River Health. They'll identify the contacts. Barron River Health will go through that contact tracing procedure. That student will be asked to quarantine, isolate in place, to stay where they are. If there is a positive case, they have the option of quarantining on campus or going home to quarantine.
Caboni said the pandemic hit just as Kentucky's higher education leaders were excited about a plan from Governor Andy Beshear to increase state support for post-secondary education. Now, Caboni says, the future is uncertain.
As early as last spring, there was a possibility that we were going to have more dollars flowing into higher education. And I'm thankful for the legislature and for Governor Beshear that we were at that point. And then COVID hit. As we constructed our budget for this year, we took into account the likelihood that there would be a reduction in tax revenue to the state. So we preemptively put money to the side to be able to counter any reduction to our appropriation from Frankfurt. But the numbers that we're hearing today are probably more difficult than we imagined even in March. And the $1.1 billion potentially in revenue reductions from tax receipts would be a challenge for universities, for our state, a challenge that we've never faced before as a Commonwealth. For us to work through this pandemic and come out on the other side successful, we need higher education to be able to produce not only the workforce, but to able to support that entrepreneurial and business infrastructure and ecosystem that we need to be successful. If the federal government wants to do something akin to the CARES Act, where there is a direct appropriation to higher education, that would be wonderful. If it has to flow through the state, that would be okay too. But we're going to need, unless we want to continue the reductions from the state, we're going to need assistance.
That's WKU President Timothy Caboni speaking to us shortly before today's start of the fall semester. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.